Well, I feel like the Lord's give us a few things to share this morning, and we would sure entreat the Lord to inspire our hearts today. I want to read a scripture in Psalm 56 and verse 3, and we want to talk about trust this morning. We wrote trust on the board, and you know, to trust someone, you have to have confidence in them. And there has to be a level of being dependable and all. And we know that. And I want to talk this morning a little bit about a few thoughts about the Lord and folks being able to trust our friend. I think about this scripture here. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. This was David that wrote this psalm. David had been chased by Saul, and Saul had tried his best to kill David, and David had went down, and I believe this was the time he went down and got the sword from the priest there, from Samuel, I believe it was. And he went on, no, it wasn't Samuel. But anyway, he had gotten the sword, Goliath's sword, and he ran for his life, and he ran right into the mouth of the enemy. He was running so hard. I suppose. I don't know what he was thinking about going down to Gath, but that's what David did. And that was a city of the Philistines. And we all know that David had won great battles against the Philistines. Well, when the servants of the king of Gath saw that it was David, they brought him to him. And they said, isn't this their king? Isn't this the one that they sang in their dances, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. And it says that David, when he heard that, David laid up these words in his heart and was sore afraid when he heard those words. And so he changed his behavior, and it says that he feigned himself mad or crazy in their hands, and he scrabbled on the doors of the gate, and he let his spittle fall down upon his beard. And the king, after he saw his behavior, he said, I don't need crazy men in my presence. And so he told him to get him out of there. And you know, David came so close to being right in the hands of his enemies. But when he was ever so close, he wasn't about to be taken. God had a job for him, and God had him in his hands. And I just want to encourage us this morning. David wrote this psalm after that happened. And he was no crazy man, was he? He went back, and God had delivered him through a most unusual means. But he went back and he said, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. And he wrote this, I'm going to read several verses here from 1 to 6 at least. And it says, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Now, he was dealing with Saul there, and he was dealing then with the Philistines, and everywhere he went, life was hard for David at this point. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. And then that verse that we read, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. And you know, we can put in the place of this so many things. I will not fear. And we can fill that in ourselves. In David's situation, it was what man can do unto me. In our situations, there's so many other things that life brings. And sometimes it's physical. situations. Sometimes it's disease. You know, when people come down with things, there are fears that rise up, are there not? Every one of us are the same, folks. You know, this morning, we have to deal with these things. And David said, when I'm afraid, I'll trust in you. I'm going to look to you. I'm going to cry out to you. Can you imagine when David was down there in the jaws of the lion, right there in Gath, and right there before the king of Gath, without any weapons, probably at that point, and whatever the situation, I can only imagine that his heart was saying, God in heaven, help me. I can only imagine he was crying out for mercy and for help. You ever been there? Many of us have, haven't we? You know what, this morning, folks? Sometimes it's financial things. They come in every kind of package to every different person, all kinds of ways. Sometimes it's children. Sometimes it's dilemmas of all those things. And what do we do? Many things in life come our way, do they not? And, folks, there is a secret, and that is to trust in the Lord. To call upon His name. And we see here where David wrote this psalm then. And he said, oh, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He realized what he was up against. And whatever our situation, we can say, be merciful unto me, O Lord, because this thing would come on me and I would not have any chance at all. And that's what we would be up against. But here, David had learned something. And he goes on to say, in God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. They twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Now this was very real to David. This was not something he was writing might happen. This was happening in his life. And you know, like we say, those things can be different for us. But David trusted in the Lord. Amen. I want to look at, let's drop on down to verse 8 first here. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? You know, David was writing this. He said, put my tears, Lord, put my tears into your bottle. You know what? God takes note. He takes note of our needs, folks. He takes note of our frustrations when we come to Him. And whether we cry tears or whether we just our frustrations are before us and our fears and those things. We all have fears come up, folks. Every one of us do. Do you know that we have to learn to bring those to the Lord this morning and find that God is bottling up our prayers. He's hearing us. He's looking on our needs and He's helping us. That word trust, I want to look at that because the scripture we started with, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. You're going to help me. That word trust means from, this is from the Strong's Hebrew dictionary. It says properly to hide for refuge or to run quickly for refuge. Figuratively to trust or be confident or sure. Be bold, confident, secure, sure. Put confidence, make to hope, make to trust. And so this morning, we may not be in a battle like this today, but some of us are here. Some here are. And we will all be at some point in our life, most likely. And so this morning, I just want to encourage us that we can put our confidence in the Lord. It is easy for us to begin to fixate on the issue at hand, whether it's people rising up against us, whether it is financial situations, whether it is children, whether it is problems that we just don't know how to handle in our own life. Folks, if we fixate on those things instead of trusting in the Lord, we'll miss the Lord's help. Because what we do is, we do exactly what David did here. When he found that Saul was so after him, he went and got a little bread from the priest, and he got Goliath's sword, and he ran. And he ran straight into the mouth of the enemy. You know, we will do that. The Lord delivered David, and thankfully he'll deliver us too if we meaningfully are serving him. And so this morning I just want to encourage us to put our trust in the Lord and look to him as our confidence, folks. Webster says trust means confidence, a reliance or resting of the mind on the integrity, veracity, justice, friendship, or other sound principle of another person. He that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Proverbs 29. Now this is Webster's, an old edition of Webster's. He or that which is the ground of confidence. O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. Psalm 71. That's what used to be in Webster's. You know, this morning I want to read a few other verses. Proverbs 3 and 5. You know, many times it's the future. It's not always so much the present. And many times that's the case. We can handle today, can't we? We just can't handle way out there and the pictures that may be there that we don't know, whether it's physical situations or financial situation. We don't know what lies out there sometimes. And so we have to trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. What words of wisdom this morning. He says, not only does he say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. He says, don't lean to your own understanding. Take God's way. Learn God's way. Learn what his ways are and trust him enough to take his way at all cost. It says here, maybe we'll start at verse 1 on this one also, and we'll read up through 8. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. You know what wisdom is in that word there? My son, don't forget my law, he says, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. When you get in the middle of your troubles, folks, don't let truth forsake you. Don't start twisting the truth in our own heart. Don't let it get away from us. It'll keep us. It'll be our guide to heaven. It'll help us with God. And so he says, don't let mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Don't we usually find it's that way when we keep God's ways? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Don't ever get fearful. Don't ever look at your situation and run into the devil's jaws. He said, in all your ways acknowledge him. Take his way. Look to him. Lord, all I want to know is how you want me to handle this situation. All I want you to know, all I want to know is what you want me to do. And that's what I plan to do with all my heart. Lord, teach me your ways and show me your paths. He goes on to say, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. You know, I want to look over here at Matthew, the 6th chapter. I know this is a pretty basic little elementary lesson this morning, but I just believe, I feel like the Lord gave it to us to share. And this morning, I hope our heart takes courage, folks, that whatever situation we are in, take God's way. Learn to trust Him. You know, we all have to redirect every little while. It wasn't very long ago, it seemed like some things were out there, and I feel like in my heart I started kind of taking my own way. And you know, and I didn't mean to be doing wrong, but during the meeting, the Lord put his finger on me and said, "You're trusting in that." And you know, I knew that. And you know what? At that point, folks, we have to just say, "Lord, I will take your way. I want to know your way. I'll do what I must do." And so this morning, let's trust. Let's let our hearts trust in the Lord. He's trustable today. Matthew 6 and 25, it says here, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." You know, this morning, I know that there may be some that this seems as idle words. I don't have to worry about anything like that. And there may be some that has to think about these things every day. And do you know that if that is our lot, the Lord will take care of us too. And if we can only fix our trust in Him. Lord, I know that you are touched by our prayers. I know that you will help us. I know that when the day comes, that you'll be there. We have to redirect our thoughts. We have to redirect them away from whatever our trouble is, whatever our frustration is, and direct it to the Lord this morning. I just want to encourage us today that our thoughts are not anxious thoughts, but thoughts of trust. That, Lord, I know you. I know you. You're the one, and David could say this, you're the one that helped me with the lion and the bear. Lord, you're the one that, when Goliath was there, you're the one that made that great victory in Israel. Lord, you're the one that was there all those other times. We have to redirect our thoughts, folks, this morning. We have to look to the Lord. And this morning I want to encourage us, look away. Look away from the current frustrations. Look away from the things that would discourage us today. And look up to the Lord. There's many things to be encouraged about in the Lord. many, many things today. In Hebrews 13 and 5, listen to the many promises God has given for you and me. Let your conversation be without covetousness. I wonder, why would he say that? And be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You know, those are things we have to look away from. I got to take care of all this myself. I got to make sure it happens. Folks, we don't have to do it all ourselves. You know, the Lord will make it happen. He will take care of us. And so he says, for he has said, I love this quote of the Lord. He said this, I will never leave thee, nor forsake me thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear. Now he goes on to say here, what man shall do unto me, but I will not fear whatever our situation is this morning. I believe we can do that today. We've got to redirect ourselves, folks. Think about the things that the Lord has. When I asked the question this morning in prayer request, does anyone know what 2018 holds? There was no hands raised because it's obvious we don't know. And we don't know what's out there. But we don't have to fear. I loved the answer Brother James gave. It holds blessings. We can know that, don't we? Because where God is, I believe he's greater than all the other things this morning. Hebrews 12 and 1 to 3. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Sometimes we just are mainly thinking about the sin. We can't sin. God won't accept sin. Folks, the scripture says here, it says we're compassed about with a great cloud, so many that it makes clouds, a great cloud of witnesses. And he says, you see those witnesses? We read about them in the Bible. We've known them, haven't we? Many of us here have known a lot of witnesses to these things. And he says, then let us lay aside every weight. We don't have to make our own way. We don't have to make our own happiness. We don't have to take it all upon ourselves. We can lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Do you know this morning, sometimes, folks, we just need to take a look back. He says, look at Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and despising the shame. I don't know what your situation is in life this morning, but I want to tell you something. We can look to the Lord and our life will be lightened. We've done it many, many times, and I believe we can look to him with confidence. Lord, I don't know what lies in this dark place. And I don't know what lies in this cloud here. But I believe you. And it'll be like you said it would be. Maybe we'll read over here in Hebrews 11 and 33 that some of this cloud of witnesses. It says, who through faith, well, we'll start at 32. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. That's quite a thing that we follow, these men of faith and women of faith. But do you know that it doesn't stop there? These people conquered. They did great things. All these that we read about did great things. And we have history recording those things. But there's another lot of folks that, you know what? Their story isn't the same. And yet God was with them too. And I just want us to think about that for a minute this morning. Maybe we don't feel like we have, we could write this. But I want to tell you what God does for others. He says here, women received their dead raised to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. They weren't like David. David went up against the giant and slew him and took him out and had a great victory. And then he went on to one victory after another. But the scriptures in the same passage tells us that others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Jesus had that, didn't he? That was at the end of his life. What did he have? He had some pretty severe trials, didn't he? He knew they were coming too. He could have got out of them even. He could have called 12 legions of angels and they could have delivered him. But he didn't accept deliverance because what he wanted was God's will in his life. He knew and believed and trusted that at the end of all this, the joy set before him would easily be worth what he went through. You know, this morning I just want to encourage us not to look at the trial, but to look at the Lord. Lord, what is your will in my trial for me? I am willing to not accept deliverance. I am willing to be scourged. I am willing to be made fun of. I am willing to suffer for your name, as long as it's for your name. And he goes on to say, they were moreover of bonds and imprisonment. That's talking about jail time. That's talking about handcuffs, chains on your wrist, as we see that happened to some of those apostles early on. Peter and different ones. And others, well, they, verse 37, they were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Folks, if we're only in it for the loaves and fishes, it's not going to work. But I will tell you, if we trust God to be His child, Lord, whatever you want from me, that's what I want in life. Do you know that that'll settle a lot of issues in our hearts and minds today? If we can settle it, Lord, I want to be one of your children. I want to serve you. I want you to be well pleased. I want you to teach me the lessons that you want me to learn. Why did David have to run like he did when the Lord at times had done such great victories? Because it was another phase in David's life. Folks, we have phases in our life. We have seasons and times. And at those times, things are different than they are at other times. Sometimes it seems like the Lord is just wiping the slate clean for us. Everything before us seems to just stand at attention to the Lord. And other times, it seems what's happening. The Lord wants us to trust Him this morning. And I want to encourage us in our faith today that we can trust God. These ones that we just read about that didn't accept deliverance, these ones that went in these places of scourgings and bonds and stoned and sawn asunder and all of that, we see that they obtained a better resurrection. They obtained, folks, do you know that ever since they left there, you know what their story is from there to now? We've got to keep these things in perspective in our life. Whatever we face, it's worthwhile if it's for the Lord this morning. Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, they trusted God, they believed in the Lord, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. And so we know that that's speaking of the new covenant and all. So I just want to encourage us this morning. God goes with us, folks. He's our shepherd. He'll deliver us. He'll take our enemies before us, and he'll fight our battles. And sometimes he'll let us suffer some. And I want to encourage us today that we take God's, Lord, I want your ways. I want your will in my life, that I might obtain a better resurrection somewhere down the way, somewhere right over the next bend, around the next bend. Proverbs 3 and 24. This is a promise that I'm going to admit sometimes I need to reach a little higher and get a hold of here. Proverbs 3 and 24. It says here, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Do you know that's our privilege this morning? To carry things to the Lord and leave them there. That is our privilege today. How many times have we worked under our privilege? How many times have we been a little slow in turning to the Lord? And so we carry it to bed with us. And we're laying there turning and looking at the ceiling. And finally, maybe we wise up. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. All this morning, I know that God will fight our battles, folks. I know we'll be safe in his hands. And I believe that God will strengthen us as we have need of strength. He'll fight our battles. Many will be the times in your life that the Lord will amaze you if you live for God. Over and over. I will tell you, it's over and over. You probably all of us can write a book by the time we get to the end of the way. All the things the Lord worked when we trust Him, when we love Him, when we serve Him this morning. I want to read another place here. Psalms 34 and 1. This psalm is also written about the same situation where David was taken. The first that we read about David going to Gath and being taken, and he changed his behavior and got away from them. Now listen to what David writes here. Another psalm about that. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Have you ever had the Lord just deliver you from all your fears? I heard Brother Michael Smith say the first time he went to Pakistan, and he came back, and his testimony was that the Lord took all the fear away. He knew he was going into the lion's mouth, and the Lord took all the fear away, and he worked there without fear at all. And you know, the Lord can do that, can't he, for us today? And delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. We find in this deep place David imparting to us, the Spirit of God through David, imparting to us some things that are treasures to us. He said here, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him." Have you ever pled that psalm? I have. I've pled that before the Lord. "Lord, this poor man cried. I'm crying to you." And do you know what? I will testify, and the Lord heard him. The Lord works again and again in our lives. And it goes on to say, listen to this, promise. The angel, this is an awakening to us of what's going on behind the scenes. He says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them." Did you know that this morning? I know most of us do. Do you know that? Is it revealed to you that there is an angel of the Lord encamping around about us? How many angels are here this morning? And encamping around those that fear him. Folks, that is a very precious promise to me that I take. You know what? The angel of the Lord, he camps out around us and delivers them. Oh, listen, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Just want to encourage us this morning, folks, let's don't ever take life into our own hands. We run right into the mouth of the enemy when we do. We really do. We run right into the mouth of the enemy that wants to steal from us our faith, that wants to slay us spiritually, that wants to take our crown. That's what we do. And he says here, taste. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. I believe this morning. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Can we trust in him today? Can we look to him for everything? Lord, I don't even know the answers. But I know you do. And I know your angel's right here close by. And I know you're going to help me today. Can we say that? Let's take a little forward step in these kind of things. Because the Lord is there to deliver us. However that is. Whether it's the great battle or whether it's some got stoned, they were delivered. And many times, I would say most of the time, it's like Paul and Peter and those. How many times did the Lord deliver Paul? He was let down by a basket one time outside the city wall when the city of Damascus was held and shut up looking for him. And he was let down by a basket. And another time they stoned him and they walked away. This guy's dead. And he got up and went to the next town, started preaching the gospel again. You know, many times. But there came a time when Paul lost his life. Do you know the Lord delivered him there too? Do you know that at that time that God was just as there as he was all the other times? And the Lord gave him his deliverance. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints. For there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. I want to read one more scripture, one more passage, Hebrews 10. And 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Let's get our eyes on the reward. There's going to be a recompense one day, folks. And we can't even take that in. We couldn't comprehend it if we saw it all. We don't have the capability of doing that. But he says here, don't cast your confidence away, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. You know, this morning, But we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Just want to encourage us today that we allow God that place in our life. I believe He deserves it. I believe He has shown Himself strong enough that we can say, I'm going to put my life in Your hands, Lord. I'm going to take Your way. I'm going to humble myself to Your cross. I'm going to live as You would have me live. Folks, when we take it in our own hands, as David did there, he took off from the garrison there. He knew Saul would be hot on his trail, and he ran right into the mouth of the enemy. Almost lost his life. God was merciful to him, and he wrote Psalms that we profit from today by that. The Lord bless each one of us today. Oh, lift up our heads. Folks, we have a great God. Has He not done great things? He has. I've seen Him do so many amazingly great things, and many of you have too this morning. And I want to tell you, we can put our trust in Him. He's trustable. He'll take care of us. He'll take us to heaven all the way there if we will let Him this morning. Pray for me.